PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of Off Course. I'm your host, Dan Edwards, and with me this week for, I believe, his second stint on the Off Course podcast is Mr. Jason Finley of Callaway Golf. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for actually inviting me back. I don't usually get invited back to something.
Well, I was scrolling through my pages. I have a little documentation book to make sure I don't repeat the same questions, because that would be embarrassing. And I was almost ashamed at how far back you are. You're supposed to be a regular on this thing.
Well, hey, I mean, I think I showed up ready to go yesterday when you didn't. So I think, I'm always here and ready for you.
Okay. Truth be told, I was golfing. So in Ohio, you can't deny an opportunity to play golf. And I've got family in town, so that was super cool. Actually, my mom, who's playing, has, I think, an old Razorhawk in the bag. So I was having a good laugh at that. I think the original grip's on there too. So, you know, scarcity of grips being what it is, I certainly respected that move.
Yeah. Well, that's a relevant topic for us of late. Yeah, for sure.
Well, hey, let's dive into that a little bit if you want to, because Everyone's curious out there. You have all these challenges of creating new product and innovating, but then there's also the demand of material, and anyone who wants to buy a car right now certainly understands that grind. What's it been like for you guys? Obviously 2021 was curious, but what's 2022 look like?
It's looking better. I say that knocking on wood, because there's a lot happening out in the world, and it seems like every time we kind of get over a hump, something else happens. But you know, feel pretty good about where we are and the position we're in. I don't think we're as good as we would like to be, but I think we're better than most, if not all, of our competitors. Which I think is obviously a good space. We've heard from a lot of our customers that, you know, while we're certainly not what we have been at our best, we're better than everybody else is today at delivering product. So we know that we've let a lot of people down, but I can promise you we're doing the best we can, and I think we're doing better than everybody else. So it's not always the best answer, but it's an answer at least. So. So we see that trend continuing.
Okay. So you had obviously, you know, material issues, so grips, shafts, whatever it may be. And I know the lead times on some things were crazy for everyone out there, no matter what company you looked at, and the challenges were there. What's that been like for the more customized program for you guys? It's obviously changed the landscape a little bit. Is it forcing you to make decisions internally that is going to improve it or change it in 2022 overall? Or is it just kind of like, let's weather this storm, and when things normalize a bit, then we can start kicking it again?
I think it's a little bit of both, right? I think we're still trying to, you know, meet all the goals that we have in terms of turning around stuff when we have the components. Okay. So, you know, we have internal metrics that we hold ourselves accountable to that, you know, we've probably created a few more ways to measure ourselves in terms of that key component of when we have things. But it's also a matter of getting, you know, maybe taking a little more risk on some things where we can, of the popular items, right? So if we would have bought maybe 40 shafts before, maybe we're buying more and things like that. So I think it's, you know, it's changed the way we've done business a little bit. Certainly required us to be a little more aggressive in a lot of areas. Raw materials, components, things like that. But I think it's saved us in a lot of cases as well. I know that's certainly the case in the ball category.
Yeah. Well, I remember it has to be at least a decade ago. There was a company who absolutely obliterated everything for a long time until they decided to overstock like crazy, and it's cost them. I think I still see those drivers on shelves as brand new.
Yeah,
I know you seem to be one of the first companies that, like, obviously you came in and this huge upper drive to, especially starting with Epic and, you know, moving into these great products. You were always, it seemed like from my perspective as a consumer, Callaway was very, concerned or focused on not over inventorying. So you had like the right amount of product, you know what I mean? Is that become a bit of a like a circular change where you having to take greater risks than you guys would normally want to?
No, I don't think so. I think we were growing so fast there for a little while that it was hard to keep up with everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we had a couple of years, a decade back where we maybe overate a little bit. And we all know after what was last week that how you can feel after you overeat a little bit. it's not pleasant. So I think we've gotten a lot better at managing the business. But also, you know, the total dynamic of the marketplace is so different now with such a greater percentage of our business being in custom order versus kind of what you would consider stock product. And to your point of products just sitting on shelves. So it's a little bit different game today than it was back then, where it's so much more component driven than it is kind of finished club driven.
So I have one more challenging question before we get the heck out of this conversation piece. Yep. when it comes to materials and waiting on others, have you ever considered doing just heads only or something like that? Or has it always been a full build?
I mean, we do a little bit of that with our, you know, with a very small subset of our customers that build product, but mm-hmm. no, because I mean, in general, people don't have, I mean, other than the I'll call it the lunatic fringe.
Stop talking to me like that. All right.
Yeah.
You're a guest on this show. Come on.
Yeah. I know my audience, so
yeah.
Other than, you know, and so to this crowd, that may seem like something that is much more realistic, but for the vast majority of people that are buying golf products, that's not a reality.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, I wouldn't see us making a wholesale change there.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk about golf balls, man, because I know you are the guy. You are the guy.
I'm a guy. That is for sure.
The guy. I'm going to keep saying that. So I always remember the introduction to Truvis because that was a big year for me. And you guys were very much picking up speed and momentum on that. You started with one unit, moved on from there, and it's obviously blown up the way it has. Mm-hmm. And if memory serves, you said you also use those machines to put the triple track on the balls?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. So first of all, how insane is this? Because we've seen a whole nother iteration run through. We've seen different types of Chromasoft come out with LS. So there's cool things going on. And I've got a sneaky suspicion that some good stuff's coming out next year. I know nothing about anything, for the record, for everyone out there. So I'm here pressing as a fan of Chromasoft. What's going on and what's the future look like?
Well, the future I think looks pretty bright. You know, we continue to kind of have a ton of momentum in the category, kind of, you know, across the board, I would say. So all the way from the top, you know, what would traditionally be called the top of the pyramid, right? With the best players in the world, with, you know, multiple major wins this year, an Olympic gold medal, all with Chromasoft golf ball. So, you know, a lot of momentum on the tour side, I think much more than we've ever had. Down to consumers, where we continue to have record market shares and revenues for us in the category. So, you know, all those things are trending in the right direction. But I think, you know, I kind of view this as we're definitely, you know, we're far from the top of the mountain at this point. So we have a lot of work to do still. So for me, that's exciting, right? Because we do have some momentum. We're chugging up that hill, but we're just taking a little pause here to get a drink of water halfway up the hill.
So halfway up, is that kind of the mental aspect, or is that just a saying you just threw out there?
I threw out there. Okay. I think, you know, just to say we're on the way up the hill and we're taking a break. How about that?
Let's think about the golf, the ball landscape 5-10 years ago. It was very dominated. And that's starting to change. You're seeing even casual golfers putting in different types of brands of balls. I mean, mm-hmm. you have unique styles. I think the one thing that was super cool about Truvis was it was a little bit more than just, hey, I have a ball that does this. It's more like, hey, I have a ball that looks like this, which mm-hmm. is kind of cool, right? So that you're sort of helping redefine. Obviously, the different compressions is a big story to tell, but mm-hmm. Truvis itself, you're opening the door to a lot of people to get creative with what they play.
Yeah, I think that's certainly a goal for us, right, is to have, you know, not only a pretty comprehensive and broad lineup of products themselves, but then offer some variety within them, right? So, you know, starting at Supersoft, where you have six different colors options that you have, right? To, you know, in the ChromeSoft line, you have five kind of inline models, and then, you know, three each of on each of the X's. So just adding some of that variety, which, you know, frankly adds complexity to our business and our
retail. Yeah, I was going to say.
But it's the right thing to do from a consumer's perspective. But, you know, even as getting ready for next week, right, and, you know, trying to think about what balls do we have for everybody. You know, I don't have I'm not fully loaded on every single SKU. So I know that somebody's not going to get the exact flavor that they want. But I know I'm going to be able to get close. I know I'm going to have at least the model that they're looking for, but I may not have, for example, yellow and black Truvis, but I would have a yellow triple track, or, you know, another.
Some like hot pink, you know, super soft, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, I can't imagine anybody's going to ask me for that one, but we'll see.
I believe that's why don't you play a pink golf ball? Because you are a killer. Like, let's be honest. Your nickname is Darth Finley. We all know as soon as you get on the golf course, you just want to hurt people in the nicest way possible.
That is not true.
With a smile on his face, ladies and gentlemen. So we have you're the maker of 8 and 6. Yeah, shout out to, you know exactly what I'm talking about there. Yeah. And you got a smile on your face, so you've obviously enjoyed it. But you're also the nicest guy ever.
I just think it's funny, like, more than anything else. Like, it's, you know, because I mean, look, I'm a competitive person, but I also think that, I mean, you know, you saw it with your own eyes, right? People get here and they just get like, I don't know, something happens to people. They just lose their minds, and it's like they can't do anything. Like, when I did that to JDAX, I didn't even really play that good, right? I mean, it's not like I, you know, shot five shots better than my handicap. I kind of shot right around my handicap at the time. So there's only one thing that's left at that point that could have happened, right? If it wasn't me playing lights out, what happened for that to happen, right? So that's not my doing necessarily. Maybe it's just my aura, if you will, but yeah. I think that's, you know, maybe part of it, but it's fun to laugh about and joke about, but and I definitely don't mind winning, don't get me wrong, and definitely don't like, you know, like at the last THP event making a 10, I don't like that. And I certainly loved reading everybody's responses, seeing that happen, and don't think I didn't have that thought in my head as it was happening, like, oh, yeah, I love this,
put an X down, damn it.
yeah. So I think it's, you know, if we go back to the spirit of what the granddaddy is, it's not at all about the competition. I know it becomes that, but it's about providing, you know, a pretty unique experience for people that hopefully they wouldn't really be able to get anywhere else. And, you know, I actually had this conversation with Luke this morning. I had sent around all the intro videos to our team to, you know, if they had time, just to put them on in the background to get to know everybody. And, you know, I think what Luke and I were talking about this morning was, it kind of makes you realize the things that people always gravitate and go back towards, right? And what, not necessarily even what's important, but what are the memorable things that have kind of built a legacy throughout, I don't even know how many we've done, but.
I think this has got to be number 8 or 9, isn't it?
I think it's 8. That sounds right. But
yeah,
you know, just to hear the feedback and the things that people look forward to. And, you know, obviously this is going to be a little bit different than many of the other granddaddies, but I think it's almost been a good homework assignment for me to listen to those, just to kind of hear what people are talking about and have thought about. It was a good reminder, I guess, would be the best way to say it.
Well, yeah, let's, we obviously need to dive into it. And I was going to confirm before we do move on to it. You are ChromeSoft X, right? That's your ball?
No, I'm LS.
Oh, you moved into LS. Were you X before that?
No, I was standard ChromeSoft before that.
Oh, man. You got me all mixed up then. Okay. Yeah. So, but that's shows the depth of the lineup. You could probably play all three and have a good time with them.
And I couldn't. I can't stand ChromeSoft X personally.
Really?
Yeah. it spins too much for me. So
interesting.
Yeah, I would classify myself as a dinker. So I need distance is a premium for me. So I tend to be pretty high spin to begin with. So that combination of high spin and shorter, not really working for me.
Well, I pride myself on knowing some things, and the fact that we've never played golf together before is more your fault than mine, I think. So I'm going to blame my lack of knowledge on you.
You're just afraid. I think you're just afraid.
Am I?
Really aura, you know, you're kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had a certain live stream earlier on in the year. I seemed to do pretty well while you're chirping me in the ear. So we'll see. At some point, we're golfing together.
It's a little different when you're, you know, on a screen versus standing there.
Well, let's dive in, because the granddaddy is this unbelievable experience between THP and Callaway Golf. All expenses paid, including someone else booking your flights. So you don't even have to worry about that. It's insane. You get a whole bag of equipment. You get all this other stuff that you and Luke figure out on the fly. Like, it's just, it's hard to fathom. And you could spend 20 minutes explaining it, but I think people get so wrapped up in one or two things that you probably have to do it 5 or 6 times before they finally hear what's going on.
Yeah.
Go to Callaway first, meet all the guys. I remember my year there. We'll get into my memories and we'll see if they kind of align with what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
Then you go out to an unbelievable set of golf courses in a super limited private experience. And then you get, well, everyone but one gets beat on by Callaway with smiles on everyone's face, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So that pretty much nails the overarching concept of the granddaddy, and then you get to go home with many times pre-release equipment or brand new equipment, talk about it all year, become an insane A14 guy, and you know, that's that, right?
Yeah, I like A15s better because that includes the ball personally.
Oh, you know, fair play.
And it's kind of important to my livelihood. But yeah, so we like 15.
We'll call it the A15. My bad.
Yeah.
So I got to experience this almost half a decade now. I think it was 2016. Was that the year?
I don't know. They all
established in 13.
Yeah.
I think it was 2016. So the first thing I remember, Finley, was gathering together in that small conference room, and we had all the big boys in there. Roger was in there. Austin was in there. Doc was in there. It was insane. The amount of people, and we're all just hanging out eating you know, burritos with each other.
Yep.
And I think that was that first moment where you realized, and I said this to the guys a couple weeks ago, is like, this, you guys are just as into us as we are, if not more, because you actually know what's going on. And to get a chance to, you know, pick the brain of a regular normal golfer to kind of share the experiences that Callaway has, that was my first sort of reception to it, was that you guys wanted to make sure that our ideas were heard and that your stories were told in a way that was super interesting. Is that pretty fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think, you know, you always, you know, I would consider us to be a pretty good group that prides ourselves on, you know, having a good blend of listening with kind of very practical, I don't want to call it real world, but kind of industry knowledge and know-how, right? To really, you know, blend those things together is where the magic can happen, I think. And, you know, certainly, you know, you guys, the group that comes in, they're our customers, right? And they're probably at the higher end of that, what, as I called it before, the lunatic fringe, right? Of people that are so into golf that they're sitting on an internet forum talking about it fairly regularly, right? That's pretty extreme in use case, right? Of, you know, if you look at the number of golfers out there, you know, while the THP audience is certainly big and Josh has a lot to be proud of there, it's still certainly way short of what is the market in total, right? So, but I do think that there is so much to be learned. And, you know, even I came back from the trip down to Florida a couple weeks ago, and I remember saying to somebody, you know, because it's been a while since we've done something like this for us, right? And
yeah,
to kind of get back out, and I'll be honest, right? Some of the stuff you hear and the questions you get are like, are you kidding me with that? You know, so there's definitely that element of it. Yeah. But there's also some things that you kind of hear that are great reminders of the realities, right? You can get lost and hung up in what happens in these walls a little bit if you're not careful too. So to kind of hear a more real world perspective of it is important.
That's pretty cool. And then also ECPC, which is insane. And I think things have changed quite a bit since I was there. The year I was there was the first year, I believe, of Microhinge, back when it had a black backing.
Okay. So O-Works? So
I think it was O-Works, yeah. Yep. And then I think it was either the year after or the year following, you guys improved ECPC to put in this crazy putting studio, which looks totally different in there now. Any sort of hints at what the guys are going to see there? Obviously a big, huge fitting between putters. Clubs and putters.
They're going to see some new clubs. They're going to see some new putters, and they're going to get fit for them. Yes.
What kind of new clubs? Sorry.
Some drivers, some irons, some putters, maybe some balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got any names for us? Yeah. Do you have a,
I do. Yes. Am I going to share them? No.
So here's my question. And redacted, maybe I'll be able to sneak this one. What's that?
They're redacted names. How about that?
Yeah. So oftentimes you guys will do code words, right? You'll have a code word for a new product.
Yep.
Wasn't Epic a code name?
Epic was a code name originally. Yes.
Does the current line have
on themes, right? So for a while we were on like ski mountains and slopes. We had rock bands for a little while. Some have just been altogether goofy.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think it was one of the original Supersoft golf balls. The code name was Charmin.
Charmin Ultra.
You know, some stuff like that. Yeah. So they're kind of all over the place. Okay. I think kind of just guys get on different kicks and they name things different things.
Do you have a code name for the new one?
Yeah.
Do you want to share it?
No.
Okay. We can't even code name it. Okay. No. Now, is there an off chance that the code name this time could be the real name?
No.
Okay. I'm trying, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not able to like, get anything.
You're not going to break me like that. You know that.
And then when I was there, you guys also had some pretty cool presentations for the guys to give an idea. So RU was Epic, which was a huge deal. So you had the unbelievable concept of Jailbreak, and then you know us trying to wrap our heads around it. I remember hanging out with D-Nevs upstairs, and he was obviously in his element. Walking through. Is that something the guys will see again this year?
Yeah, we'll do a full product kind of reveal and presentation. I think what we found through the years is, you know, because this has evolved through the years, and while I would say the bulk of the agenda is fairly plug and play and similar. But, you know, we tend to stick to the things that work and try and enhance them and make them better. But in general, I think it's been a pretty good thing we've done the last couple of years where we kind of do a product presentation the first night ahead of all the fittings. Because otherwise, you know, if you kind of walk into a fitting not even knowing what you're hitting, you're trying to learn so much about what the product is that I think the way we've done it the last couple of years where we kind of spend that first night with the product presentation, I think, is a pretty good way to do it. So we'll definitely, spoiler alert, do that again this year.
I think that's gamesmanship, honestly. I think your goal is for an entire evening of lack of sleep. You're going to convince guys to overthink everything. That's what the real story is here.
Yeah. And then we'll get people complaining that they, you know, they don't have enough time for their fitting and all that. But like I said in the forum, if anybody thinks that an hour is not enough and they would like to just go ahead and skip it, I'm sure I can find some time for somebody else.
Fair play. Yeah. So then's the bus ride, right? Basically Luke Central is what we're calling the bus ride. Is that fair?
I mean, we're all there, but some are more active and engaged on the bus than others. Let's say.
Luke is in the back of the bus offering pops to those who are willing to use mallets for the week, right?
Yeah.
That's fair. And then we go to, it's Palms. Is it Palm Desert or Palm Springs? What do you call it?
You kind of call it both. The general area is called, you know, Palm Springs, but Palm Springs actually is just one little small part of it. So where the golf courses are is in the town of La Quinta. We'll actually be staying in La Quinta this year at a different place. So
cool.
Another spoiler alert.
So short story for the guys there is take the time on the bus to get to know the Callaway guys. They're going to be at your disposal if they're not taking a nap because they're so busy.
Yeah, or in the bathroom growing up.
Yeah. Fair play. So, yeah. I mean, that's the big one there. I remember having unbelievably good conversations on the way up there. And then once you get there, obviously, you're sort of overwhelmed by the reality that you're at the Hideaway, this insane golf course. Clive is, you know, tops in my book from a courses played and memories kind of thing. And then the competition begins. It gets serious, but no one is out to kill each other or anything like that. And, you know, may the best man win or
best
woman.
Team. Yes.
Best team. Yes.
Yes.
So let's talk Callaway squad. Cause you are full, you're fold up and, you got some familiar faces. I think I saw Jay Newt's coming back.
Yep.
I saw my guy, Austin Tudor, who's a fairly new face to Callaway. He's going to be in the fold and he's a good player.
He is.
You got the mainstay in Luke, who, I mean, big bomber of a golf ball. What's more impressive, his head shave or his driver?
I think he's a pretty well kept man. He is, but I've known Luke a long time. I knew Luke when he had hair. Let's just say that. Yeah.
So you're the problem, is what you're saying.
Well, I also had more hair before too. My forehead's a little bigger than it used to be.
Okay. I just put a trav hat on. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
some of us are in the office and that's frowned upon.
Okay. So you have a couple others, some new faces this year.
Yeah. So we have, Lex is playing for the second time in a row. So not a new face. I'm trying to think through. We have Johnny Wonder playing this year. We have bringing back into the fold, Mr. Johnny Rodriguez. So excited to have him back. He's kind of the, he's one of the true characters of the granddaddy. So happy to have him back. And then we have Nick McAnally, who's kind of our fearless leader now. So he ultimately replaced Harry when Harry left. So I've known Nick a really long time. He's run marketing for our European team. So I got to know Nick really well from dealing with him over there, and we became good pals. So really looking forward to having him as part of it. And I think everybody will love him. He's from Scotland, so he actually grew up a short little distance from St. Andrews. So he has some good stories and good history, you can imagine, in the game. And then I'm trying to think of who else we got on the squad.
Mr. D-Nevs.
D-Nevs is there. Yeah, I think Ethan's back.
Great.
So
a little lefty love, okay.
Yeah, you know, there's some interesting pairings as we've started to look through them.
So you're ironing out already. What is typical for you? Do you have like do you have a preset? Like, are you usually like a week ahead? You know everything that's going to happen, or what?
For the teams or for the
competition?
Kind of. You know, I'll ask kind of everybody if they have, not everybody, but most people. If they have any preferences, you know, in terms of what they want to do. I have, contrary to popular belief, I do have some opinions as to what we should do and how we should do it and what type of people should play together and why. So it's a little bit all that, you know, we want everybody to go out and have a good time too. I don't want to put two people together that aren't going to have a good time together either. Right. So,
It's a little bit
of strategy mixed with a little bit of who's going to have a good time together and make sure that the people they're playing with have a good time too. I don't want two of our guys that don't get along to be out there being miserable to make the other guys miserable. That's, you know, that may be a good singles day approach when you're trying to win, but not the first day at least.
Well, and then for everyone else, there's blueberry infused lemonades and comfort stations. So
yes.
Wow. So you're not going to, obviously you're not going to tell me anything about your strategy. There's no shot of me digging that out of you. But how is your game right now?
Not very good.
You played once that we've seen. And
yeah. And I haven't played since then. That was the last time I played. and I don't have visions of playing this weekend. I think everybody knows there's a pretty key moment in my life that happens around this time of year, with my anniversary with my wife. So that is actually Saturday. So since I'm actually going to be home, I didn't think it'd be a good call to be like, oh, I'm going to go out and work on the game a little bit. So yeah, I don't have visions of too much grinding happening this weekend. Maybe a little putting. I do have a little home setup that I could get a little work in maybe and be around at least. So we'll see.
You have a great setup. And how about the kids? I know you got a bit of a basketball family going on.
Not really anymore.
Not so anymore?
I have my oldest one is actually off to college. So he's a freshman in college at Santa Clara University. So he, I would say, is now finding himself in the world of pickup basketball. He loves going to the game still, and it's been kind of a fun early part of the season for him, because I think he had like 3 or 4 weeks in a row where there was teams that came in to play his school with guys that he had played with and against. So it was kind of a fun little run for him. So he's having a great time up there. It was first time I saw him was last week. First time he was home, after getting up there in September. So yeah, it was nice to have him back around. So and then the little one, he's not so little anymore, is a junior in high school. And this past year, after the COVID season last year, that was kind of a lot for him, he decided he wasn't into it anymore. So he's done playing basketball and he's just going to play volleyball. So both of them played basketball and volleyball last year. So it was a little chaotic for us, but I don't make my kids do anything they don't want to do. So when he said he was done, he's done.
So you didn't tell him that Callaway doesn't make basketballs, eh?
I tried to get them, you know, when they were super into basketball, I kind of kept trying to tell them like this golf thing's not so bad. And, you know, it'd be like the equivalent of your dad working for the Lakers, right? And all the access you have, like, you know, just think about in reference to the granddaddy, like, you know, try to tell my kids, like, look, you could have access to whatever clubs you wanted. You could go hit balls at ECPC. You could go get fit whenever you needed to, but they're not into it. So that's their choice.
I mean, I'm down to be adopted if you really want to add one. So let me know.
I'm kind of after paying for one to go through college. I'm kind of done.
Yeah, we'll sweat that one out. I get that. Yeah. What does your bag look like right now? Because you had some new clubs in there that were, I would say, a little bit surprising.
I don't think those are going to see a repeat performance.
No. a little one and done.
Yeah, well, two and done. I played
two rounds. It was the Epic Stars, is that right?
Yeah, and I don't think they were bad. I loved what I had, so I think I'm gonna go with what I had.
Were you an Apex guy previous to that?
I was an Apex combo set, so okay. I have 5 through 7 in the standard Apex, and then 8 through A in Apex Pro.
Gotcha. I played most of the year with the X-Forge CBs. Yeah, and fell in love with how dense it was when you hit a good shot with it. The only scary part is when you don't.
yeah. So that's why, you know, I start the pros even at the 8-iron. I got a little better chance with the 8-iron than the 5-iron for sure.
Okay. So, but realistically, these are going to be in line next year. Is that fair to say? That's usually a 2-year cycle.
Yep, so for sure.
A lot of anticipation there. I'm sure guys are looking forward to hitting those. Yeah.
I mean, there may be a Hail Mary in the works to try and get a new iron set for next year that may make an appearance. I'm not afraid to throw something new into the bag that I've never touched before. So we'll see what happens.
I hope you do. It's fun, man. It's fun to see that.
I got a few days to figure it out.
Yeah. Maybe hit up the grind machine, make them your own, you know, whatever.
No, I won't do anything like that. I just go straight out of the stock for me these days.
Okay.
I'm not an internet golfer, dude.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You're not?
I'm not. Those days are behind me.
Okay.
I'm more of a stock guy.
Are you going to give us a little bit of a prediction how this is going to end? Because I know, and let me give you a little insight. I know a lot of the Team THP members. I also know that I threatened Blazenden if he didn't put a mallet in the bag that I would root for the Callaway team this year. So let me know on the way up.
I'd be careful with that one. I'd rethink that prediction. That would be a spoiler that I will give you.
You guys have a proto in play that has been presented publicly that you're not going to tell me anything about, but I've heard good things.
Yes.
Some heavy MOI features.
Potentially, yes.
I maintain
Luke,
it.
Luke may have some challenges to his whole shtick, if you will.
Very, very serious about this mallet thing. But if he gets on to ECPC, gives a mallet a shot and a blade's better, then I will continue supporting my team THPers.
Well, let's just say this. Luke will be a part of everybody's putter selection. And
can I veto that?
No. Not your choice. And I think that, let's just say that I think his recommendation will have a slightly different voice to it than it has in the past.
Really? I mean, he's team mallet all day long.
What is
going on here?
Yeah. Well, things change, you know?
Wow. Yeah. I finally get to talk to Luke again. This is great.
Yes.
So anyways, the rest of the guys, they've been building up for this. I'm sure you've seen some of them on social media. I got a buddy, X-Thor's on the team. Neil lives just down the street in Louisville. Obsessed with Toulons. You know, the A-Fills, a bunch of the guys came in from out of town 1 week, actually basically to my backyard. I got to play some golf with them. You guys might be grinding this year for this win. It might not be an easy one.
It was kind of lame the last year when the second day didn't even matter. I want it to be competitive. I mean, it's more fun for everybody. Like, honestly, the year we lost, it was the most fun because it was actually competitive, right? And that's not it's kind of me being a smart ass, but at the same time, like, it's more fun for everybody if it's coming down to the wire and all that, you know. If it's pretty much done going into singles or pretty early on in singles, like, it's not that much fun. It's like, you know, it's like when the Ryder Cup's on TV this year, you know, and Sunday doesn't really matter. I mean, it would be like it would have been a miracle if Europe would have come back in that. So then it's a good story, but otherwise it's just kind of meh. So we want it to be close, right? I hope it is. And I hope my singles match is a one-up victory, not a 9-7.
Oh yeah, you got your work cut out for you this year, buddy. He's
there's a little thing dimples. It'll be key this year, and that's the old popper. The old pop is gonna come in handy for me this year.
What about Uncle Mo on Sunday? Uncle Momentum is coming in for a big heavy visit to whoever's down after day one.
We'll see.
We will see. I think it's going to be a really fun year. I'm super excited to follow along on the forum. I know that every year you guys do it unbelievably fun and grand and whatever you want to call it. But I'm thrilled.
Sneak peeks. I know everybody can't see it, but
yes, please.
I just got done. We did the first part of our packing, and this is just a backpack. It's all that you see. So
everybody will
be getting a backpack, but this is a pretty heavy item. So there's some gear in here. This happens to be my backpack. So, you know, it's my own personal stash. So the Callaway team's gear is packed. And the second item that I wanted to show, I had it out earlier today.
No. Don't do this. Don't do this.
I had it out earlier today because, you know, I had to get out some dusting wipes because it's been sitting here for an awfully long time. And there it is.
Oh, you savage. So
glory. I had to dust it off because it's been here for so long that I just had to dust it off because it's been sitting here collecting dust for so long in my office.
So what he's holding up right now is a granddaddy belt, which I have photos of. I dragged that thing to Ohio and took pictures at my golf course after I beat him and took it. And ever since the following year,
let's be clear.
You
beat Harry. You did not beat me.
I did beat Harry pretty handily.
Yeah.
But hey, it's a different year. It's a different year. I've been begging for a timeshare for like half a decade. Can we get me like a week or two with that thing?
No.
Just put it in one of those sweet backpacks and mail it over. I'll send it back. I promise. No.
Nope. Belongs right with its rightful owner.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. It's just Callaway Golf.
Well, do you have any questions for me today, Jason?
I don't think so. I think So let's take the putter piece out of the equation for the minute.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your prediction as to what's going to happen? Go on the record. I know you have a prediction show coming up, so this is spoiler alert for that show. But okay. You know who's going to be driving the conversation on that one, because he doesn't shut up.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Unless you're playing golf against him. So.
Well, I shut him up, that's for sure. But
like I said, I think this one's going down to the wire. I feel like with everything we've seen over the last couple of years, this is THP's best chance. So, and I only say that because I know what happened at the last ones. I probably say this every year for my guys, but yeah, I'm giving THP the love. I think our guys are going to win a tight last day, last couple match battle and bring the cup back.
Okay,
or by so cup, I mean belt.
Second question for you.
Yeah.
Prediction on my match in singles, you know who it's going to be against.
I do.
And yes, I'm here looking you in the face, but
hold the belt up so I can tell you.
You want me to hide here? Let me hide my face.
No, it's fine. Here's what I know. You don't play golf anymore. You played once and shot a 10.
Yeah.
And this man, my man Dimples, plays competitively from time to time. So I think I'd be crazy not to take him. The question is, are you on Clive and do the pops sting? That's the only things that matter to me.
Okay.
I say one up. I think you drag it out and he beats you with a birdie on 17.
Okay. So 2-1, you say?
No, I think you split 18 with pars and he beats you one up.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, I won't.
Had you not gone to Florida, I would maybe have picked you.
Okay.
You can't put a 10 on the card, Finley, and convince me to pick you.
Well, the good news is that's only one hole. So that only he can make a 2 on the hole, and I'm still only one down on that.
Fair
hole.
Play.
Because if I do recall.
You probably picked Harry over me, so it's fine.
Maybe, no comment. I will say that I do think in my match in Florida, I had a triple and a 10 in my first four holes, and I was even after four holes.
Wait, what?
Yes. No, not score-wise, but in my match.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So, I mean, that's you, right? Triple, you're the Darth
triple,
Finley. You hang around.
10 par, and I was even.
That's why you love match play, is it?
That's right. Just one hole, well, my friend.
I think you're gonna have a heck of a match this year. I'm so pumped to follow along. Obviously, picks me up a little bit in crappy early December here in Ohio. So I was super disappointed I didn't make your team. I didn't make Team THP. So I just have to watch it here. It's fine. I'm not mad about it. You're mad.
Trust me. There's plenty of people on both sides that are disappointed they're not on the team.
Well, hey, I appreciate the time. Super excited for you guys. What's coming up next year? I don't know much about it, but to my understanding, there's a lot of excitement following around Callaway. Excited to see. I'm excited to see what's going on. Top Golf killed it this year. That's super cool. Mm-hmm. Trav, awesome. Everything's looking good for you guys, and just good
we're
for
gonna,
you.
That's we're gonna awesome. Look good out on the course. I think at least some of us will.
Some of us,
I think. If the THP team needs some guidance, maybe another spoiler here. I was looking at their uniforms, and partially based on what we picked, partially what was available in the, I will call it, very broad size spectrum that was needed for Team THP, that I think ran from small to triple XL. So okay. we had to find something that was available in across the board. They're cool. Going to be heavy on blue shirts, in the light blue family, I would say. So if that for their planning purposes, I know they like to talk about what color bottoms they're wearing. So and please be wearing them. That's very important.
Okay. And you guys are wearing what? Hot pink with the hot pink balls, right?
Ethan, maybe. Yeah. Ethan. Yeah.
Especially the socks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my friend, thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a blast, and everyone playing golf this weekend, have fun, enjoy it, and I'll talk to you next week.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.